This is a Fox News alert. The attack on Ukraine has begun. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Church bells and air raid sirens ringing out in Kiev as Russian missiles have begun raining down on Ukraine after Russia's President Putin announced what he called a special military action.
You can hear them right now. Air raid sirens are going off in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev, indicating there are likely some incoming Russian strikes. There were at least three dozen strikes taking place in different locations around Kiev, according to officials that we've talked to.
The Kremlin insisting only military installations are being targeted, but Fox's Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Griffin reports this is only the beginning.
What we're seeing right now is a full-scale invasion. I spoke to a U.S. official tonight when the initial missiles began striking these various cities in Ukraine, and I was told that we are seeing pre-assault fires. We can expect this to go on for a few hours. Then this will be followed by a land attack.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has declared martial law, but in a television address told Ukrainians not to panic. The Ukrainian foreign minister says troops are engaging the Russian forces and there are casualties. President Biden issuing a statement condemning the Russian attack. Fox's Peter Ducey is at the White House.
The president was briefed on a secure call by Secretary Blinken, Secretary Austin, Chairman Milley, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan about the ongoing attack on Ukraine by Russian military forces. We are told to expect to see him on camera early in the afternoon. That is when he is going to announce the way that he and the partners of the G7 are going to respond in a united and decisive way.
Early morning Dow futures dropped more than 800 points on the news of the attack. They're now down about 600 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Russian forces have begun an attack on Ukraine with missile and rocket fire on military installations, troops crossing the border from Belarus, and a reported amphibious landing by Russian Marines on the port city of Odessa. President Putin ignoring a plea from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine. Give peace a chance. Too many people have already died.
President Biden issuing a statement condemning the attack. The White House says he will announce a new round of sanctions when he speaks to the nation in 12 hours or so. There's bipartisan congressional condemnation of the attack, including from Senator Mitt Romney, who was once derided by former President Obama for suggesting the Russians were America's biggest threat.
He said this in a statement, quote, Putin's impunity predictably follows our tepid response to his previous horrors in Georgia and Crimea, our naive efforts at a one-sided reset, and the short-sightedness of America First. This from another congressional leader, Marsha Blackburn. She said, we pray for the people of Ukraine as they defend against Putin's attempt to rebuild the old Soviet Union. Biden must stand up to Putin and immediately levy severe sanctions against Russia.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. In other news, a law enforcement officer was killed Wednesday in Texas. An off-duty constable shot in a struggle with a man while he was working as a security guard in a Houston mall. Other officers shot and killed the gunman. A judge in Michigan could decide Thursday if there is enough evidence to send the parents of a teenaged school shooter to trial for allowing Ethan Crumbly access to a gun. Jennifer and Jason Crumbly are charged with involuntary manslaughter for the deaths of four students at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit in late November. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.